Good morning. We're going to get started here with our study in Proverbs. But first, let's open with a word of prayer. And if anyone else is out in the foyer wanting to come into Sunday school, come on in. All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for waking us up again this morning. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to open your word and to see what it has to teach us. What wisdom it has to teach us about contentment. Lord, I pray that your spirit would be at work here in our midst and that you would help us, that you would grow us, that you would teach us, and that you would change our lives to be more like Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So it's been a while since I've been up here, but it's good to be here. So today we are studying, if you got your hand out, you'll see that we're studying God's wisdom for our lives again. We are thinking about living in reference to God. And in particular, our topic is the fear of the Lord leads to contentment. So we're going to think about contentment. And just by way of from the very beginning, I just want to say, if you're looking for a good book on contentment, there's a Puritan paperback called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment by Jeremiah Burroughs. So if you want to spend some more time thinking about contentment, this is a good little read. And even they struggled with discontentment back in the 1600s. So, and we can learn from that. So it's a good book. Let's start by reading from Proverbs 30, verses 15 and 16. Proverbs 30, beginning with verse 15. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this verse, but I thought it would be interesting to open up with it. Proverbs 30, verse 15. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. Three things are never satisfied, and four never say enough. Sheol, the barren woman, the land. Yeah.
We don't let them move us onto what we should be thinking about, to go through the light toward the ultimate goodness.
Yeah.
We get stuck. And so it's helpful to reflect on the inclinations of our heart in that way. And then the other thing is to remember that the wealthy don't generally parade their discontent. They want to give the impression that they're okay. In fact, most people, you look at social media, no one does an Instagram
a post or
video with all the clutter in the home. They sterilize it so that everything looks great. But it's like the soul. You can't see how discontent that soul is. And yet we look to that and say, well, that's the end. That's what I want. Instead of looking through it to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Roger illustrated this last week too about letting the gifts that God has given us bring praise back to the giver, and not fixating on the gifts themselves. But the gifts are not always bad. If you make the gifts God, then you will not be satisfied. But if you let the gifts that God gives you bring praise back to God, that is what they were meant to do. Hannah, did you have something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Having a right perspective of ourselves, if we think that we're deserving of something good, then we're ultimately believing a lie. It's a wearisome task to try and understand the providence of God and why so-and-so has this and why we don't. And yeah, you will wear yourself out.
Yeah, I knew a party in Nebraska, and everybody has a pickup truck.
Yeah. Well, be encouraged. I don't have a truck. I have too many vans. Yeah. No, there are a lot of Jeeps. I see a lot of Jeeps. So, I don't have one. All right. Jeremy. Yeah. Yeah, so even when we feel like we're suffering, or we are suffering, know that in terms of God's economy, it's not wasted. It's actually producing something good for us as we walk in humility and repentance, as we're striving to be satisfied in the Lord. Yeah. Good. All right, let's close in prayer. Thank you for your contribution today. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for sending Christ, the one who will truly satisfy our souls. Thank you for giving us your word, which brings the truth of God to us. Lord, I thank you for not leaving us alone. Thank you for not allowing us to be content with the shallow pleasures of this world. Lord, I pray that you would give us a hunger for yourself, that you would give us a hunger for your word and your ways, and help us to be a light to others who don't know you. Pray that you would help our satisfaction and our joy in you overflow into sharing with others. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.